Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sign up with BetMGM Sports using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Hello, this is Anson Anderson back again after a very long absence with Rockstar Classics exclusively via all available apps, which I'm not going to run down today. This is Rockstar Classics, and on today's show we've got, as you'd expect, some great classics from acts as diverse as Girls' School, Rainbow and Joan Jett, as well as new tracks from Voodoo Radio. So I'm going to start things off with an old classic, AC/DC, and Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yeah.
was AC/DC with Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap off their 1976 album of the same name. The song is about a hitman who's been hired to kill somebody, which is always a very cheerful way to start a show. And the title of the track is inspired by a 1962 animated cartoon series known as Beanie and Cecil, in which the lead character, known as Dishonest John, would carry a business card that said Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, Holidays, Sundays and Special Rates. This song first aired in Australia on I think what would have been their version of Top of the Pops, which we have here, well, which we did have here in the UK. This was a programme called Countdown. It was recorded at the Albert Studios in Sydney, Australia, where they also filmed the TNT album. And one of the most interesting things about this is regarding the lyrics, when they say just ring 362436, there was an actual phone number in Australia, and is also the measurements of a very shapely woman, 36, 24, 36. This also caused controversy when a couple from America, known as Norman and Marilyn White, from Libertyville, Illinois, sued the band for invasion of privacy after many AC/DC fans rang that number and interpreted the hey as an 8. This led the couple to receiving hundreds of lewd, suggestive and threatening phone calls, presumably people asking for their dirty deeds. The Whites asked for $250,000 in damages and demanded that the band re-record the song, but a judge ruled against them. So that is well, one of my tales of the day. So now I'm going to move on now with the band, Reef, who I think were kind of like an indie kind of band that was starting out in the early 2000s, did a lot of radio kind of rock. Well, this particular track sounds a little bit more like AC/DC. This is Revelation.
Action!
was Reef with Revelation from their self-titled album of the same name, which was their fifth release. That came out in 2018. I think the vocals them sound a little bit like Bon Scott. The band, for those who do not know, were formed in Glastonbury in the United Kingdom, which is So the band themselves feature the Rolling Stones bassist Ronnie Wood's son Jesse on bass, and are currently working on a new album, which will be their sixth one, called "Smoke Me Your." It's called "Smoke Me Your Ace," which will be out next April and features the former Duran Duran guitarist Andy Taylor. So I'm going to move on now with another new band, Voodoo Radio, with "Turn Out the Lights."
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fence chances. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
That was Voodoo Radio with Turn Out the Lights. That is the band's second track that will be taken from their upcoming 10-inch debut mini-album, Pop Pills, which will be available on the 27th of January. The duo, which is Paige on drums and vocals, and Tony on guitar, hail from Cumbria. So they live between, well, they now reside between, but yeah, Ulverston and Hammersmith. The band themselves, though, have been influenced by Transition Vamp, as well as Stray Cats and Eddie Van Halen. They were formed in 2018 in the undergrounds of London. They were snapped up by rock managers John Price and AP Childs, and they are now signed to Holy Dotage Records. Well, I think they've recently were featured on Track of the Week on BBC Radio Cumbria Introducing. So I hope you all enjoyed that track, and to keep an eye out for them, an ear out for them, for that new album. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with a band that I think sound maybe have that kind of similar female attitude that the vocalist expresses on that track. This is The Runaways with Dead End Justice.
Stone. Dead end kids, you're not alone. am I?
You're in a cheap, run-down teenage jail, that's where.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Blondie, you're gonna be here till you're 18, so get used to it.
Behind the bars, there's a superstar who never had a chance. She could sing, she could dance.
You don't sing and dance, it's Gigi, honey.
Behind the walls, they've seen it all.
The Runaways with Dead End Justice off their 1976 album The Runaways. It's the only track to feature both Cherie Curry and Joan Jett on lead vocals, and the story tells the story of an 18-year-old Cherie Curry being arrested and sent to juvenile detention until she's 18. The story goes is that she gets the help of Joan Jett to help her break out of prison. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with a track Joan Jett did on one of her solo albums. This is I Love Rock and Roll.
have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. Said, gonna take it home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on, and he was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on, and he was with me.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with their 1979 cover of I Love Rock and Roll, which came out on the album of the same name in 1981. This was originally a track recorded by a British rock group called The Arrows in 1975. This track was supposed to be a knee-jerk reaction to the Rolling Stones' It's Only Rock and Roll. Because at the time the lead singer of The Arrows, Alan Merrill, felt that the Rolling Stones were being hypocritical when they were hanging out with royalty. So they felt this was kind of a satirical dig at what the Rolling Stones were doing and what they were singing about. But the story of Joan Jett is that she first discovered this song when she was touring England as a member of the Runaways. At the time, she wanted to record this with the Runaways, but the other members didn't like the song, so they passed it on. So when she left them in 1979, she recorded it with Paul Cook and Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols and released it as a B-side. And it wasn't until 1981, when she formed the Blackhearts, that this became a monster hit. And she says herself that she had a lot of fun working with this song, and there was no sense of any trepidation on her part, despite the fact a lot of people were saying that the Sex Pistols were this notorious hard rock band that no one wanted to work with. Now, the story of this track is that when the Runaways broke up, Joan Jett met with producer Kenny Laguna to do her first solo album. And with studio times and travel arrangements fronted by The Who, they struggled to get a record deal, so she formed her own label called the Blackheart Records, and they released this album in America. Jett Laguna thought this was a great track, but they couldn't get a major record label because no one was interested in Joan Jett or the track. They didn't like the song, and they were more interested in signing the other members of the Runaways. Kenny Laguna had to purchase the rights of this song for $2,200, as well as two other tracks that Joan Jett did. Joan Jett herself, though, did have some fans, namely hosts of some radio stations in Long Island, New York. So when this track was getting played on those radio stations, this is when people started to notice her and this song, and from there it became a big hit and she got herself a record deal. In the original version of the track, the lyrics are about a guy picking up a young girl which is taken over, which is quite typical of rock and roll subject matters at that time. But Joan Jett changed this so it became more of a female empowered song. So hers was about a girl that notices a guy next to a jukebox and she brings him home to have sex. So this again, this helped reinforce her image as a tough, confident rock star, which inspired many female musicians. So I suppose one band that were inspired by them is this my next band. This is the Donners and Take It Off. Was the Donners with Take It Off off their fifth studio album Spend the Night, which came out in 2002. So hopefully after that track nobody will turn the show off. Yeah, so what I remember about the band themselves, that they were called Donner. That was their stage name, not their real name. I don't know the reason why. And that album in particular was the first, was their first one with a major label, Atlantic Records. I suppose a very boring fact about that is also I've still got that CD, which is probably rare for a lot of people these days. So I'm going to move on now with another new band. This is Salvation Jane with, if I can pronounce the name properly, Diadem.
Three, two, one.
That is Salvation Jane with their Diadem, which is off their forthcoming album, the wonderfully named A Mouthful of Magnificent Spite, which is out on February the 18th via Jawdropper Music. Salvation Jane themselves have been making quite a lot of waves over the last couple of years. They hail from Kent in the south of England, and they consists of the vocalist Chess Smith, guitarist Holly Kinnear, drummer Tor Charlesworth, bassist Dan Lucas, and most recently Erim Ahmet on keys. They've been making a lot of, like I said, a lot of waves with their 2020 debut Coney Island Baby, followed by recent singles Violence, Silence, Cody, and this forthcoming album title track, A Mouthful of Magnificent Spite. They've also been touring around the United Kingdom, supporting bands like Milk Teeth, Ruse, Saint Agnes, and The Subways. And they've received quite a lot of praise from Crown Radio, BBC Introducing. So keep an eye out for that one. I'm sure it'll be available online sometime between, after the release date. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now. Well, I suppose I'm going to have a change of direction when it comes to the music. I'm going to move on now with Rainbow and The Storm.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
was Rainbow with The Storm, which is a cover of Ritchie Blackmore's Nights track that was taken from his album Fires at Midnight, which was issued back in 2001. This came about when Rainbow returned, well, kind of sort of reformed a few years back, and they were starting to issuing a lot of new recorded material, which was just covers of old songs that some of which have appeared on Rainbow's debut album. So this particular track, it was done with the new Rainbow album, so the new Rainbow lineup, and which features vocalist Rob Romero on vocals, and then it's got the Stratovarius keyboardist Jens Johansson, the Blackmore's native drummer David Keith, bassist Bob Novo, and backing singers Candice Knight and Lady Lynn. I'm going to move on now with Demon and Night of the Demon. Thank you. That is some new music from the United Kingdom. That is Rising Metallers Volstrom. Oh, sorry, Volstorm. Apologise, my glasses are off. That's their latest single, One Life, which is coming off their upcoming self-titled mini-album, which is out on the 25th of March. The band performed in 2019 by singer John D. Prasek and guitarist Fred Stiliano. He was soon joined by the drummer Ivo Yordanov. They harness a vast range of potent rock and classic metal influences, spanning from Halloween, Iron Maiden, Metallica, and Judas Priest. The band's members have toured and played throughout England, Italy, Bulgaria, Brazil, Argentina, and so on. They spent the lockdown preparing for this debut album by recording it at Rogue Studios in Wembley with producer Alessio Garavello, who's worked with David Ellefson, Dragon Force, amongst a few of them. And before that was some new wave of British heavy metal. That was the band Demon with Night of the Demon, which was off their 1981 debut album of the same name. So I've got a few more tracks to play before I usually do my usual goodbyes. So I'm going to move on now with Hartman with Hartman and Simple Man. Canadian group We the Crooked with a cover of Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise, which a lot of you kids out there will have noticed it from the Coolio track Gangster Paradise, which of course was another cover from another day. We the Crooked are a band that feature members from all over the world. They formed in 2017 under the moniker The Crooked. The four-piece now reside in Toronto, Canada. Lead vocalist JC Sandoval hails from Costa Rica. Anthony Del Orso comes from Italy. Russ Shipman, the bassist, is from Switzerland. And lead guitarist Nilesh Vasitha is from the United Kingdom. The band have released two EPs, The Shoebox Sessions and First Place Silver, and have supported acts like Danko Jones, Pop Evil and Royal Tusk, as well as performing at festivals in Germany and Norway. The band are gearing up for another tour, or a UK and German tour in this year, hopefully, with all fingers crossed. And before that was Hartmann, a German band, with Simple Man, not to be confused with the Lynyrd Skynyrd track featuring Eric Martin of Mr. Big. So I have run over my own allocated time for my own show, so thanks very much for everybody who has tuned in and has the patience to have finally heard from me after a few months away. This is Ansem Anderson, and this has been Rockstar Classics. And until next time, keep on rocking.
Hurry into Mattress Firm. For a limited time, save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or get up to 60% off America's top-rated brands, like Sealy Queen mattresses starting at $279.99 or Sleepies at $169.99. In stock for fast delivery, only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.